的聚会。
Hallelujah, we continue in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon service.
我们继续从马太福音的24章当中来做学习。
We continue to study from Matthew chapter 24.
我们请翻到马太福音的24章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章的45节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？四十六。
46。
主人来到，看见他这样行，这仆人就有福了。四十七。
47。
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。四十八。
48。
倘若那恶仆心里说，我主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。五十节。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。在今天早上，我们也是同样看到了这一段。
This morning we also studied this passage.
我们谈到说，在第二十四章讲到的是末后耶稣再来之前将要有的现象。
We talked about how Matthew chapter 24 describes signs of the coming of Jesus.
那说耶稣来之前，末世之前有一些预兆，我们可以做一些思考。
Before Jesus' second coming, there are some signs that we can consider.
说要遇到大灾难，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，要有打仗的声音。
There will be nations against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be war.
同时多处会有饥荒、地震跟各样的灾祸。
There will also be famine, pestilence, and other calamities.
所以主耶稣告诉他的门徒。
So Jesus told his disciples.
说当你用心观察，你就要发现你是不是离末了的日子近了。
That when you use your heart to try to look around you, you can see how close or how near you are to the end of the world.
其实我们如果按照马太福音24章当中的记载，
If we go according to Matthew chapter 24,
我们就会发现其实你我已经来到了这个世界的尾声，最终的末了。
We actually will see that we have already come to the end stage of the world.
当我们谈到饥荒、地震跟打仗的事，
When we talk about famine, pestilence, and wars,
活在美国的你我可能没有什么太大的感觉。
Maybe for you and I who live in America, we don't have too much of a feeling towards this.
强大的美国拥有丰盛的物质提供。
Because of the strong United States, can provide for us abundantly physically.
所以我们觉得战争离我们非常遥远，饥荒更是没有存在的事情。
So war feels like it's very far from us, and even more so famine.
所以但是其实世界上有许多地方不但打仗，而且有许多饥荒的状况。
But there are many places in the world that not only have wars, but also have famine.
各种的天灾人祸都不断的在发生。
They have many natural disasters as well as human calamities.
有一次我在准备这一段的记载，这一段的在准备一篇关于末世的讲章。
One time I was preparing a sermon about the second coming.
我就特别去查了一查美国地震中心所收集的地震资料。
And then I went to look up the information, the data collected by the center that collects earthquake information in the United States.
就在我查资料的那一个星期七天当中。
Just in that week that I was researching in those 7 days.
在世界上的世界上的五级以上的地震超过四十次。
There were more than 40 earthquakes around the world that were higher than 5.0 magnitude.
还有超过七级的有四次。
And there were 4 times that were higher than 7.0 magnitude.
其实七级以上已经非常危险了。
After earthquakes above 7.0 are already very dangerous.
像几年前的汶川大地震也只有6.9、7.0而已。 在大陆的一个大地震哦。
Just like the very great earthquake that was in China, that was also 7 point earthquake.
好，可能还没有到七呀、啊。
It wasn't even 7 point earthquake.
只是因为它打在了人口密集的地方而已。
But it was very severe because it was in a place where people were very densely packed.
所以当我看到那一个星期的这个观测的地震的数目。
So that week when I was studying the data about earthquakes.
这些五级以上的地震就会造成严重的伤害。
That earthquakes above 5.0 magnitude already caused severe damage.
七级以上的地震就是毁灭性的。
And then those above 7.0 caused utter destruction.
只是它刚好都发生在海中。
But they mostly happen in the ocean.
所以我们都没有什么感觉。
So we don't feel it.
好，所以其实我们如果从这些自然的现象，我们发现。
If we look at these natural phenomenon.
其实你我离这世界的末了已经很近了。
We are very already close to the second coming.
在前天呢、在两天以前呢、
Two days ago.
有一个朋友的脸书上面发了一个信息。
On my friend's Facebook, they posted something.
这个信息蛮有趣的。
And they posted something interesting.
他说一年以前的那一天呢、一年以前的当天呢、
This day, 1 year ago.
就是在夏威夷收到警告说有飞弹打过来啦。
Was a day that in Hawaii they received alert that there was a bomb or missile.
不知道大家还记不记得这件事情。
Does everybody remember this?
他说我们因为我人刚好在夏威夷。
Because I personally was in Hawaii at that time.
所以那天早上大概六点多七点多的时候我住在一个弟兄的家里啊他就来。敲我的门啊。
So I was staying at a brother's house at the time at 6 or 7 in the morning. He came to my door and knocked on it.
砰砰砰，传道，传道。
He was pounding on the door, saying, "Pastor, pastor."
想说要干嘛？吃早餐，早祷。
I thought, "Oh, what's going on? He wants to eat breakfast. He wants to have morning prayer."
结果我门一打开，说传道，你看，传道，你看。
As soon as I opened the door, he said, "Pastor, take a look. Look at this."
因为我们都收到了警报系统，那个手机的警报系统上面讲说有飞弹朝着夏威夷射过来。
Because we had all received the alert that there was a missile coming towards Hawaii.
而且底下还特别写说。This is not a drill. 这不是演习啊。
And on the bottom, it even said, this is not a drill.
然后要求夏威夷的人赶快去寻找那个防空或寻找 hideout 去躲藏的地方。
And it told the people in Hawaii to find a place to evacuate or to hide.
结果我就问这个弟兄啊。
And so I asked the brother.
我说你这里有地方躲吗
?Do you have some place to hide?
他说没有啊。
He said no.
我说那没有。那我们就吃早餐吧。
I said, well, if you don't, then let's have breakfast.
反正我们也做不了什么啊。
Because we can't do anything anyway.
所以那一天早上其实一团混乱啊，所以有些人来聚会延迟了很多。
And because that day was a chaos, many people were very late to service.
还有一个观光客在那边吓到心脏病发死掉了。
There was a tourist who had been so scared by the news that he actually died.
后来才发现说那个是他们在测警报系统打错了那个送错资料出来。
Then they found out that it was actually a false alarm that they sent out.
但是那一天早上我就跟弟兄姐妹讲那安息刚好是星期六安息日早上啊。
And that day it happened to be a Sabbath morning, I told the members.
我就跟弟兄姐妹讲啊说现在我们知道是错误的警报所以你笑得出来你会骂政府你会很生气啊可以。
But now, because we know it's a false alarm, that's why you're able to be angry with the government, or you're able to smile about it now.
但是我们有没有想过，如果这个是真实发生的事情呢
？But what have you thought about if this was real?
夏威夷受到飞弹攻击
，for Hawaii to be under missile attack，
美国报复也发射飞弹
，and even America also also sends out missiles to counter.
然后更多的国家扯进战争。
And then many other nations get involved in a war.
第三次世界大战开始。
And then World War III starts.
你我要怎么去面对这个末了时节的开始呢
?How would you and I face the end of the world?
所以我们今天要去思考啊。
And so, you and I need to consider.
因为圣经里面将人当圣经里面说当人讲平安啊平安的时候啊灾祸就突然临到了。
Because the Bible says that at times when people say peace, peace, this is when calamity comes.
啊当我们觉得说风和日丽环境顺利啊有赚不完的钱做不完的事享受不完的娱乐。
When, at a time when everything is smooth and there's endless, luxuries and enjoyments to be had.
我们有没有想到过当今天突然灾祸临到我们身上?
Have you ever thought about that? That day is when the calamity will come.
当时间到了,
when time comes.
当一切要结束了,
when everything is going to end.
请问我们预备好了没有?
Let me ask, are you prepared?
所以在马太福音24章里面,主耶稣特别警告那时候的门徒。
And so in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus specifically warned the disciples.
说当你看到这些景况的时候,你就要知道末了到了。
That when you see these signs, that you know that it's the end of the world is coming.
末了到了,我们要怎么办呢?
And when the end is near, then what do we do?
从36节以下就告诉我们了。
From verse 36 and on tells us.
他说不知不觉那个日子就来到了。
That the day and the hour will come when no one expects it.
有人得救，有人不会得救。
Some will be saved and some will not be.
所以如果有人告诉你啊，大家得救，人人好啊，他是个骗子啊。
So if somebody tells you that every single person will be saved and everything will be fine for everyone, then this person is lying.
因为这里告诉你说，有人会被接走，有人没有啊。
Because here it tells you that one person will be taken and the other person will not.
所以第一个结论是什么？
So the first conclusion is what?
就是要警醒啊
is that we need to be alert.
43节告诉我们说你要警醒
Verse 43 says we need to be alert to watch.
44节说你要预备
And 44 says you need to be ready.
45节以下就告诉我们说你要做工
And then 45 tells us that you need to work.
所以我们现在知道说末日要来了世界要结束了
So we know that the end of the world is near and the world will end
我们知道说最后一切结束你我要面对审判要向神交账
And we know at the very end that you and I will both be judged and we will face the judgment before God
既然都知道那你要做什么
And since we know all of this already then what are we going to do about it
主耶稣告诉我们说你要做三件事情啊
Jesus tells us you need to do three things
你要警醒
You need to be alert
警醒就是知道说有一天这一切都会结束
To be alert is to know that one day everything of this will end.
你所追求的财富，你所追求的财富、物质、价值，这些都会消失。
All the things that you pursue after the material things in this world, they will all disappear.
所以你要想清楚。
So you need to think clearly.
在这个有限的人生里面，你要追求什么样的价值？
What type of value do you want to pursue in this world?
这个叫做警醒啊。
And this is what it means to be alert.
第二个说你要预备。
Second, you need to be ready.
什么叫做预备?
What does it mean to be ready?
预备就是准备好装饰整齐耶稣不管什么时候再来我都可以面对他
It is to prepare yourself, equip yourself so that any time that Jesus comes that you'll be ready
这个叫做灵修的功夫
And this is done through spiritual cultivation
所以警醒是对将来的一个认识
So, being alert is your understanding of what will come in the future.
你知道耶稣要来
You know that Jesus will come.
你也知道最后有审判
You know at the end there will be a judgment.
这叫做警醒
This is what it means to be alert.
但是警醒完之后你要开始准备自己啦
But after you are alert then you need to start preparing yourself.
你要预备好说当那一日临到的时候你可以安然见主
So on that day when it comes that you can very rest assured to meet the Lord.
就好像你今天大学生你要考法你要考期末考啦。
For example, if you are a college student and you will have finals.
如果你连哪一天要考期末考都不知道，那你完蛋啦。
If you don't even know that you have finals coming, then you are in trouble.
其实我就做过这种事情啊。
Actually, this has happened to me before.
走进教室，第一次发现，怎么这么安静啊？
One time I walked into the classroom and I thought, I wonder why it's so quiet.
平常大家都那个老师来之前都吵吵闹闹，聊天的聊天，喝水的喝水，吃东西的吃东西。
Usually before the teacher has arrived, the class is very noisy and people are chatting, people are drinking water, eating.
一走进去说，今天怎么这么安静啊？
But I walked in and said, why is it so quiet today?
心中一惊，知道要出事情了。
And then all of a sudden in my heart, I have a feeling that something was going to happen.
我就问啊。
And then I asked.
他说今天期中考你不知道吗?
And then someone told me, today we have one of our quarter tests. You don't know?
真的不知道啊，完全忘光光啊。
I had no idea. I had completely forgotten.
所以啊，如果你什么都不知道，你就完蛋了。
So if you have no clue, then you will be in big trouble.
所以完蛋的就不用讲了。
If you're in big trouble, there's nothing you can do about it.
警醒就是我知道有期中考，我知道有期末考，我知道这会决定我会不会被当掉。
And to be alert is to know that I will have a final, and I know that this will affect my grade, and I know this will affect if I can graduate.
啊，但是啊，你知道有期中考，你知道有期末考，你很紧张，你很担心。
So if you know that there's a final and then you're very worried and anxious about it.
啊，但是你就是不读书。
But you just refuse to study.
一日复一日，一天拖一天。
Every day passes by and you are dragged, you're procrastinating.
明天读，明天读。
And you tell yourself, I'll read it tomorrow.
啊，结果读到考试前一天还没有准备好。
And then the day before the test, you have not prepared yourself.
那你就完蛋啦。
Then you're in trouble.
那这样子你的警醒对你没有任何的帮助。
So in this case, then your alertness does not do any good for you.
所以要警醒就是认识到说时候到了我们都要面对最终的审判。
So alertness is to know that when the time comes that we will all face judgment.
预备就是知道怎么样才能够考试及格，才能够通过测验。
To prepare yourself is to know what it takes to pass the test and to successfully pass through it.
只有警醒没有预备是没有意义的。
If you are only alert but you do not prepare yourself then it's meaningless.
知道信仰的重要却从来不用心追求，那是没有意义的事情。
If you knew the importance of your faith but you never pursued after it then this was all meaningless.
很多基督徒说我要得救啊。
Many Christians say I want to be saved.
哦，我要得救回天家与主耶稣同在。好啊，这讲得很好啊。
It sounds really great. I want to be saved. I want to see my heavenly father.
问题是你做了什么啊？
But the question is, what have you done about it?
我们有时候就像法利赛人一样。
Sometimes we're like Pharisees.
啊，到最后就是嘴里很虔诚，生活离神非常遥远。
In our mouth, through our words, we are very devout, but our lives are very far from God.
哦，所以到最后啊，全身上下就只有嘴巴可以得救而已。
And then from your whole body, from top to bottom, only your lips can be saved.
啊，有一个教会的同工在开玩笑啊。
And there's a coworker that is joking in church.
他说啊，说不定有一天啊，当我们到天国的时候啊。
He said, what if, you know, one day we go to heaven.
看到很多舌头在地上爬来爬去啊。
See a lot of tongues or mouths just crawling around the ground.
全身上下只有嘴巴属灵而已。
Because of our entire body, from head to toe, only the mouth is spiritual.
全身上下只有嘴巴信神而已。
Only the mouth believes God.
结果讲得很虔诚，生活却离信仰非常遥远。
You sound very devout in your words, but yet our lives could be very far from God.
这都没有用的。
And this is useless.
哦，所以要警醒，然后要预备。
So we need to be alert, and we also need to be prepared.
我们早上讲到，预备就是啊，要从远方带粮食来，生命当中有神。
And in the morning, we talked about to prepare yourself is to bring food from afar and to have God in your life.
能够认识怎么样才能够得救。
And to know what you need to do to be saved.
按照圣经的要求来活出我们的人生。
And then according to the Bible, we live our lives.
走在主路上，最后有得荣耀的把握。
We live this path, we walk this path according to God and to be saved in the end.
这个叫做预备啊。
This is what it means to prepare yourself.
所以圣经里面告诉我们怎么样才能够得救。
So the Bible tells us what we need to do to be saved.
很简单啊。
It's very simple.
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
悔改认识到你需要耶稣。
And to repent requires that you need to know Jesus.
你要洗礼。
You need to be baptized.
按照圣经上的方法洗罪。洗礼洗去你的罪。
According to the method of the Bible, you need to be baptized in order to wash away your sins.
你要求圣灵。
You need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书说，得圣灵是进天国的凭据，门票啊。
Ephesians tells us that the Holy Spirit is our evidence with which to enter heaven. It is our ticket.
啊，第四个你要行道。
And fourth, we need to carry out or live out the word.
一个基督徒一定要学道、明道。最后行道才可以啊。
And every Christian needs to learn the word and then understand the word and do the word.
啊，保罗告诉我们。
And Paul tells us.
保罗说神认识谁是属他的人。
That God knows those who are of his own.
谁是属他的人？
Who belongs to him?
保罗说凡称呼主名的总要离开不义啊。
And that Paul says that anyone who belongs to him, they will depart from iniquity.
我们翻一下哦。
Now let us turn to the verse.
我们来看一下提摩太后书哦。
Let us turn to
提摩太前书哦。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前，凡称呼主名的，还是后书？哦，跑错地方。 提摩太 后书啊
Second Timothy
提摩太后书的第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
提摩太 后书的二章第十九节
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 19
十九节说然而神坚固的根基立住了上面有这印记说主认识谁是他的人又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义在这里是一件非是一个保罗给我们一个非常重要的观念
Here Paul gives us a very important concept
主认识谁是属他的
The Lord knows those who are his
这代表什么
What does this mean?
代表不是所有人都最终可以属乎神啊
That does not mean that every person within sin belongs to Jesus
所以谁是属乎神的
So who belongs to Jesus?
谁是被主所认识的
Who are those acknowledged by him?
这里讲说凡称呼主名的人总要离开
Here it says, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
意思就是说如果你没有离开不义
Which means that if you don't depart from iniquity,
生活没有改变
if your life doesn't change,
价值观没有调整
you do not adjust your values,
追求的目标没有更新
and you do not renew your transform your life goal.
你基本上没有改变你的人生你活在不义当中你就是主所不认识的人
If you do not change anything in your life and you do not depart from iniquity, you are somebody that God does not recognize.
只是现在的基督教界里面很多人把这个门打得很开啊。
But today in Christian denominations, many people open very wide this door.
告诉你说啊你可以做你任何想做的事情。
And they say that you can do anything you feel like doing.
没关系耶稣爱你他理解你。
It's okay, Jesus loves you, he understands you.
所以啊他知道你软弱他知道你会行恶你就去吧。
He knows your weakness, he knows you will sin, so just go ahead.
没关系啦因为耶稣爱你他最后还是会拯救你啊。
But it's okay because Jesus loves you, so he'll still save you in the end.
讲得非常好听。
It sounds really great.
同时也是人心所喜爱的。
And at the same time, this is what people like to hear.
如果有可能的话我也喜欢啊。
If this were possible, then I would like this too.
讲实话这个谁不喜欢啊
To be honest, who wouldn't like this?
你爱干嘛干嘛。
You can do whatever you feel like doing.
不需要有压力。
You don't have any pressure.
不需要任何的付出。
You don't need to give up anything.
不需要改变。
You don't need to change yourself.
爱做什么做什么耶稣爱你你都会得救啦。
Whatever you like, just do it because Jesus loves you and you'll just be saved.
如果有可能这个我也喜欢。
If this were possible, then I would also like this.
但是很可惜圣经上不是这样讲的。
But unfortunately, this is not what the Bible says.
这里讲说凡称呼主名你就要离开不义啊
Here it says that every person who names the name of Christ needs to depart from iniquity.
因为你离开了不义
Because you depart from iniquity.
所以你有资格称呼主名
So there you have the right to name the name of Christ.
当你呼喊出主的名
And when you call out the name of Christ.
这里说主就认识你因为你是属他的人
And then God will recognize you because you are his.
所以我们如果从这一节经节去做分析
So if we study this verse,
一个信耶稣的人
A person who believes in Jesus,
如果生命没有改变
if their life does not change,
他仍然活在罪中
if they still live in iniquity,
他就是主所不认识的人啊
then they are somebody who Jesus does not recognize.
所以在这里给我们每一个人做一个提醒
So here it gives all of us a reminder.
说我们不但要知道耶稣快再来
Not only do we need to know that Jesus is almost going to come,
更要预备好自己有灵修改变的功夫
We also need to use spiritual cultivation to change ourselves and work on ourselves.
但是不是只有这样而已哦
But not only this.
你要警醒你要预备
You need to be alert and you need to prepare.
45节以下告诉我们说你要做工哦
And then verse 45 and on tells us that you need to work
没有做工的信徒他的得救是有危险的哦
The believers that do not serve or do not work are in danger in terms of their salvation
因为在这里告诉我们三件事情啊
Because here it tells us three things
要警醒要预备要侍奉
That you need to be alert you need to prepare yourself and you need to work
侍奉是信耶稣人的本分啊你的责任。
To serve is a basic duty of a person who believes in Christ.
不是别人要求你，也不需要有人来拜托你。
It doesn't require that somebody needs to come and ask you or someone needs to beg you.
因为知道耶稣爱你，所以你愿意为教会多做一点什么。
Because you know that Jesus loves you, so you're willing to do things for the church.
每个人做的工作都不一样。
And the work that every person does is different.
每个人的恩赐也都不同。
Every person's talents is different.
啊，但是神所要求的就是你能够为他尽一点心，尽一点力就可以了。
But all Jesus asks of us is that we can do something for him and to try to put a bit of our heart to it.
就是在你的生命当中，你从来没有忘记过主耶稣。
That in your life that you've never forgotten about Jesus.
讲实话，我们的主耶稣啊，对我们的要求真的是不高啊。
To be honest, Jesus does not have a very high requirement of us.
他没有讲说你不能上班，不能赚钱。
He did not say you can't go to work and earn money.
他也没有说你不能休息，不能有娱乐。
He didn't say you can't have rest, you can't have leisure.
更没有叫你抛家弃子，只能来到教，只能啊，把时间用在他的身上。
He did not say that you can't have anything else of your own and can only spend all your time at church.
主耶稣没有要求这一些。
Jesus did not ask us to do this.
主耶稣只要我们常常记住他。
Jesus just wants us to remember him
all
the time.
不管在什么事情上，你心中都有一个声音说，你不要忘记耶稣是爱你的。
That no matter what it is that you're doing, there's a voice in your heart that says, do not forget that Jesus loves you.
因为我们被主的爱所激动，所激励了。
Because we are motivated and compelled by the love of Christ.
所以自然而然的我们会想要找机会来帮助圣工，然后找机会来服侍神。
So naturally we will find opportunities to help the holy work and to serve.
我们愿意奉献金钱。
We're willing to offer our money or time.
我们愿意拿出时间。
We're willing to give up our time.
不是因为这会得到什么好处或能够拿到什么报偿。
Not because we will get any benefit for this or any reward.
有一个朋友问我们教会的一个姐妹。
There's a friend who asked our church sister.
她说你每个星期六去教会干什么？
And she asked her, why do you go to church every week?
你不知道星期六那个衣厂啊，那个缝衣服 sewing factory 啊，星期六是最好赚钱的日子啊。
Why do you go every Saturday? Don't you know on Saturdays is the day in the sewing factory that you make the most money?
好衣服都是那一天拿出来的。
And that's the day when they bring out the best clothing.
啊，你怎么每个礼拜都不来？你每个礼拜都跑去教会啊。
Why don't you come every week? Every week you go to church.
啊，这个朋友还问他哦。
And this friend also asked.
他说，去教会有什么好处啊？
What benefit do you get when you go to church?
他说，你们教会会发钱吗？
And she asked her, does your church hand out money?
他说，如果你们教会发钱，那我也可以去啊。
And she said, if your church hands out money, then I want to go too.
哦，你看哦，那个哦，赚钱很辛苦啊，车衣服很伤眼睛啊。
Because it is very difficult work to be there sewing, and it is very hard on your eyes.
啊，如果去教会坐在那边吹冷气休息一下，还可以领钱，那我也要去啊。
If you go to church and you can sit in the AC, very relaxed, and you also get money, then I want to go too.
啊，这个我们这个姐妹讲说，哦，没有诶，教会从来不发钱诶。
And then the church sister says, no, the church doesn't hand out money to us.
不但不发钱，去的人还要奉献诶。
Not only that, but we offer money to the church.
哦，结果啊，她从此以后，那个衣厂的人都叫她大傻瓜。
And after that, all the people in the factory started calling her stupid.
啊，为什么？你不但去那里没有钱拿，还要奉献。
Because not only do you not gain money when you go, but you also have to offer your money.
为什么信徒愿意付出？
Why is it that members are willing to offer up?
为什么大家把时间拿到这里来？
Why are people willing to spend their time here?
很简单，因为耶稣爱我。
Very simply is because Jesus loves us.
我说神的爱激励了我们。
And it's the love of God that compels us.
叫你我不再为自己而活。
That tells you and I that we no longer live for ourselves.
哦，所以今天一个要得救的人啊，走到末世要得救的人。
So a person who wants to walk this path all the way to the end of the world.
他有三个条件。
They need to have three requirements.
要时时警醒。
They need to always be alert.
要常常预备。
To constantly prepare themselves.
然后要多做主工。
And then to do more work for God.
哦，所以我们今天早上才谈到这个忠心的仆人。啊，跟这个不好的仆人啊。
And so this morning we talked about the faithful, the good servant and the evil servant.
啊，就是告诉我们说，虽然今天我们都在做圣工。
It tells us that even though we are all serving today.
但是我们要确定我们做的工作是有价值的。
But we need to make sure that the work that we do has value.
因为不是每一个做圣工的工人 他到最后工作都可以得到奖赏。
Because not every servant who works in the end will be able to receive the reward in the end.
所以我们早上讲到三个好工人的条件。
And so this morning we talked about three things of a good servant.
就是知道自己的主人。
They know their master.
以爱参与家里的侍奉。
And they also serve within their own household.
然后要有智慧的按时分粮。
And then they also have wisdom to give food in due season.
但是在这一段当中接下来他讲到有坏仆人恶仆人啊。
But then after this, they talk about there is also wicked servants.
他一样在神的家中。
And they were also in the household of God.
他一样有这仆人的身份。
And they also are called a servant.
但是到最后他所得到的是重重的惩治跟处罚。
But in the end, what they received is a very heavy punishment.
我们来看第48节啊。
Let us look at verse 48.
马太福音的24章的48节
Matthew chapter 24 verse
48 48节说倘若那恶仆心里说我主人必来的迟49就动手打他的同伴又和酒醉的人一同吃喝第50节
50
在想不到的日子不知道的时辰那仆人的主人要来重重的处置他在这里讲说什么叫做恶仆人
And what does it mean to be an evil servant?
恶仆人的第一个现象有一个恶仆人的样子啊
So the first characteristic of an evil servant
他说我的主人必来的迟啊
He will say to himself is my master is delayed in his coming
什么意思
What does this mean?
就是没有恐惧敬畏的心啊，对神没有敬畏啊。
So they do not have a heart of fear or reverence.
虽然我们讲说新约，我们常常讲到爱，耶稣是爱，耶稣爱我。
Even though in New Testament we often talk about that God is love, Jesus loves us.
但是有时候我们过分的强调爱，所以在耶稣的爱中，我们变得没有分寸，失去规矩啊。
But then sometimes we overemphasize on love to the point that we within the love of Jesus that we have lost our reverence and our order.
讲清楚一点就是恃宠而骄放肆啦。就是 abuse 的 love 哦。
To say it more clearly is that we are abusing the love.
我们常常讲啊耶稣爱我我们以爱当作一个放纵自己的一个借口。
That we use the love of Jesus as an excuse to indulge or let ourselves go.
我们会讲说没有关系啦我想我的主我想我的神了解我想我的神不会计较。
And how we say to ourselves, it's okay that I don't think that Jesus will care about this and he will not hold me accountable for this.
我们有没有遇到过这样子的基督徒
Have we ever met Christians like this?
开口闭口都是我想我的神应该怎么样。
That every word that they say starts withI think that my God will do this.
我觉得我的神应该不会生气。我觉得我的神会了解我啦。我觉得我的神一定已经赦免。
I feel like God will understand me. I feel like God will forgive me.
他在拜的不是天上的神啊。
The God they worship is not God in heaven.
他在拜的是他的内心当中自己创造的一个偶像。
They are worshiping an idol they have created in their hearts.
他不从圣经当中去看到底神要什么。
And instead of looking in the Bible to see what is it that God wants from us.
只是活在罪恶当中但是不断的自我安慰。
And continually living in a lifestyle of sin, but then comforting themselves.
明明知道是错的。
And even though they know that it is wrong.
明明知道是罪。
Even know that they know these are sins.
明明知道违背圣经。
Even though they know that they are not following the Bible.
但是自我安慰说，我想我的神应该会了解、理解、原谅的。
But what they do is just comfort themselves to say, I feel like my God will understand me and he will not hold it against me.
这个就是对神没有认识。
And this is not understanding God.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说我们要常对神怀着敬畏的心啊。
And so the Bible tells us that we need to constantly have a heart of reverence towards him.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第十章哦。希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的，我们看希伯来书第十章的第35节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35.
希伯来书的第十章第35节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35
35节这里说，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就必得着所应许的。38节
38.
只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。39
39.
我们却不是那退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的那等的人。那在这里啊，希伯来书告诉我们，
Here it tells us in Hebrews.
说如果义人退后了，
that if a righteous person draws back,
那义人就不再是义人了。
Then that right, the just person is no longer just.
一个人如果失去他的信仰，
if a person loses their faith,
如果放弃他的坚持，
if they let go of, they let go of their, insistence,
如果他失去了，如果他没有遵照圣经上的教导，
if they do not follow the teachings of the Bible,
他退后，神说我不喜欢他，
if they draw back, then Jesus, then God says that my soul will have no pleasure in him.
你觉得说，不喜欢也没关系啦，就是不喜欢，比较不喜欢而已哦，没事嘛，小事嘛哦。
And some people may say, well, it's okay, to not have pleasure in them just means you don't really like them as much as you like others.
39节说退后入沉沦哦。
But in verse 39, it says that if you draw back, you draw back to perdition.
义人退后就不是义人。
Once a just person draws back, they are no longer just.
神不喜欢你，就是你入沉沦啊。
And if, and so, if you don't think it's a big deal that God has no pleasure in you, actually those who he does not have pleasure in are those who will be destroyed.
所以这是非常严重而且严厉的事情啊。
So this is a very important and a very serious thing.
所以我们看希伯来书的12章哦。
So let us look at Hebrews chapter 12.
12章的第29节28节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28.
他说我们得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。29
29.
因为我们的神乃是烈火啊。希伯来书是新约哦。
And Hebrews is the New Testament.
我们有时候觉得说啊，哎呀，新约啊，就是讲爱啊，耶稣爱我，我爱耶稣啊，大家都是 happy 啊。
And sometimes we think that New Testament is just about how Jesus loves us and we love him, everyone's happy.
请问希伯来书是新约还是旧约？
But is Hebrews in the New or the Old Testament?
希伯来书是新约哦。
Hebrews in the New Testament.
新约里面告诉你说我们的神乃是烈火啊。
Hebrews tells us that our God is a consuming fire.
对那些没有敬虔失去敬畏心的人。
For those who have lost their heart of reverence and godly fear.
觉得说啊不会啦，我的主人会来得晚啦，会迟到啦，不会，我主人不会管我啦。
These are the people who will say, it's okay, my master is delayed in coming, he won't care about me.
他说啊，对他们这些人来说，神就是烈火啊。
And towards these people, then God is a consuming fire.
所以对慈爱的人，对恩慈的人，神用恩慈待他。
But those who have mercy, God treats them with mercy as well.
但是对犯罪的人，神用严厉来待他。
But those who are, within iniquity, God will treat them very, seriously.
所以什么是恶仆人？什么是坏仆人啊？
So what is an evil servant?
就是失去了对神的敬畏心的人啊。
It is a servant who has lost the heart of reverence for God.
其实这个你我都要小心啊。
And this is something you and I need to be careful of.
尤其会发生在信主信很久的人的身上啊。
And it especially happens when you have believed for a long time.
有时候刚刚信主啊，哇，那个对信仰很清楚，而且应该讲说，对神很感谢，而且对神很敬畏。
Many times when you first believe, you are very thankful to God, and you are also very, you have a great fear of God.
但是啊，有时候啊，信主信久了啊，越信越油条啊。
But sometimes the longer that we believe, the more we become, lazy.
会觉得说，哎呀，这个教会的游戏规则我很懂啦。
And then we start to think that, oh, all of the teachings or the requirements of the church or that church tells us, I already know all of them.
不会啦，神不会做，神不会怎么样啊。
And that all, no, God will not, hold me accountable for these.
失去那个敬畏的心啊。
And then you have lost a heart of, reverence.
你就成为恶仆人了。
And then you become an evil servant.
所以在这里是给我们的第一个提醒啊。
So here is the first reminder to us.
接下来讲到说恶仆人会做什么事情？
And then following that, it tells us what else does a evil servant do.
这里讲说他做三件事情啊。
Here it tells us he does three things.
49节。
Verse 49.
马太福音的24章49节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 49.
这里说，就动手打他的同伴， 又和酒醉的人一同吃喝啊。这里讲说什么叫做恶仆人。
Here it tells us what is the evil servant.
恶仆人做三件事。
He does three things.
第一件事情动手打人。
First, he harms other people. He
而且是打其他的同工。
And he also hits, his fellow workers.
攻击信徒欺负同伴。
So he does harm to the members and he also hurts his own coworkers.
因为对神没有敬畏啊。
Because he has no fear of God.
一个人如果敬畏神哦。
If a person has fear of God.
你在做事情在说话以前啊你会向上面看一下啊。
Before you say anything or do anything, then you will look up first.
啊为什么因为你知道在上还有一个监察的主。
Why? Because you know that there is a God above who watches.
啊虽然没有人看见。
Even though no one can see him.
啊但是因为你知道有神。
But because you know there is a God.
所以你会怕。
So you are afraid.
我还记得我第一次。第一次安息日没有来聚会的。
I remember the very first time that I did not come to service on Sabbath.
国小六年级。
I was in sixth grade in elementary.
但是啊，同学当中啊，办那个要出去玩的活动哦。
And so my classmates had arranged a trip to go out and play.
我知道，我们星期六应该要去教会啊。
I knew that we were supposed to go to church on Sabbath.
那可是我又很想跟我的同学出去啊。
But I really, really, really wanted to go with my friends.
为这件事情啊，我跟我妈大吵一架。
And over this, I had a huge argument with my
mother. 我跟我妈讲说，你知道我一年去安息日去几次吗
？I said to my mom, "Do you know how many?" How many times a year I go to Sabbath?
你知道我从小到大都在守安息吗
？You know that I've been to Sabbath ever since I was young till now.
你知道石牌教会晚上135也都有聚会吗
？Do you know that there's also services on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as well?
我跟我妈说，你就放过我吧。
And so I told my mom, "Oh, just let me go."
你就让我去一次吧。
Just let me go one time.
我妈没有说话。
My mom did not say anything.
我妈说你自己想清楚。
And my mom said, "You think about it clearly yourself."
她说这是你跟神的事情啊。
She said this between you and God.
好，我哎，你这样，你让我自己想，你让我自己决定的啊。
And so I said, "Whoa, you're going to let me decide on my own."
啊，所以啊，安息日早上我妈妈就去教会啦。
So on Sabbath morning, my mom went to church.
哇，我自己带着包包啊，塞着零食啊，背着背包，很快乐啊，出去玩啦。
And so I very happily had prepared my backpack and put a lot of snacks in there. I was ready to go out and play.
啊，但是会怕。
But I was afraid.
会怕被雷劈呀。
I was afraid to be struck by lightning.
你心里就会七上八下的啊。
And in your heart, you feel kind of uneasy.
觉得说你心里明明知道这一天是属于神的。
In your heart, you actually know that this day belongs to God.
你也自己很清楚跟妈妈吵架讲的那些理由都只是借口自己都知道啦都知道的啦。
You already know yourself that all those things that you said to your mom when you're arguing are just excuses.
啊但是只是因为自己爱玩。
But it's because you just want to go out and enjoy.
啊所以我那天出门啊要是出门啊走到楼下啊往外探还探探头啊
so that day,
看今天天气如何啊
so that day when I went out I actually looked at the sky to check the weather that day
晴朗的好天
oh, it was a very blue sunny day
那应该蛮安全的、哦、
I should be pretty safe
啊，所以我们就走到学校的门口啊
so I kept walked to the entrance of my school
啊，在那边等着大家要一起出发、啊、
then I waited for everybody for us to head out
啊，但是心中会不会被责？因为良心会不会责备你
？But did my conscience rebuke me？
有信仰的人，良心会责备你哦。
If you are a person of faith, then your conscience will rebuke you。
啊，所以啊，我就站在那里，在学校门口啊，这样子左晃右晃，左想右想啊。
So I stood there at the school entrance, and I was I was.
左想右想
I was walking to the right.
想来想去
okay, I was like pacing around and I was like thinking this and that.
啊我在想大家在教会做什么
And I was thinking, I wonder what everyone's doing at church.
现在应该是唱诗的时候
They should be singing hymns right now.
等一下就要祷告了
And then they're going to be praying.
哦一想到要祷告又开始往天上看一下
And then as soon as I thought about prayer, then I looked up at the sky again, really quick.
还是晴天
Oh, it's still a blue sunny day.
可是外面虽然晴天内心却在打雷下雨啊
But even though outside was a clear sunny day, but in my heart it was thundering and raining.
后来转身背着装满零食的书包就去教会了
Then I turned around with my backpack full of snacks and I went to church.
啊这是让我印象很深的一件事啊
And this left a deep impression on me.
哦说我们今天其实心中如果你有敬畏神啊
So today if you have a fear of God in your heart,
你会在很多事情在处理在决定上面啊你会多想一下
The way that you do things, the way you handle things, you will think a little bit more.
你跟弟兄姐妹说话
When you speak to brothers and sisters.
你在处理教会的事物
When you're handling church matters.
你脾气上来的想要骂人
When your temper comes up and you want to just yell at somebody.
你觉得你是对的你要强调你是对的
When you feel like you are right and you want to emphasize that you're right.
你要大声你要拍桌 坐着，你想踹椅子。
You want to be loud, you want to hit the table, you want to slam the chair.
你要打同伴啊。
And you want to hit your coworker.
啊，但是因为你怕神，你就收手安静下来啦。
But because you fear God, then you will withdraw your hand and you will calm yourself down.
所以在这里打同伴啊，不管是动手打、心里骂、嘴巴吵，这都是打同伴啊。
And to hit your coworker, whether it is a physical, but or it is just by words, or it's just in your heart.
其实这只代表一件事情。
These are all the same, and they represent something.
代表你不怕神。
They represent that you do not fear God.
如果你怕神，为什么你可以这么凶
？If you really feared God, then how could you be this mean.
如果你知道神在看你，你怎么敢这么嚣张？
If you knew that God was staring at you or watching you, then how could you act this way?
那只是因为你不怕神而已啊。
It is only because you do not fear God.
哦，所以一个恶仆人，他有恶行为。
So an evil servant, they will have evil behavior.
对神缺乏敬畏的心。
It's because they lack a heart of reverence for God.
攻击同工，欺负同龄。
They will attack their coworkers and they will harm the members.
所以这样子的人，主人来了要重重的惩治他。
And once the master comes, this type of person will be heavily punished by God.
当然，教会当中不可能每个人意见都一样。
Of course, in church, it is not possible for all of us to have the same opinion.
你有你的想法，我有我的观念。
You might have your thinking, and I have mine.
但是不同的观念不代表一定要在冲突当中结束。
But just because we have difference in opinion does not mean it has to end in conflict.
你可以坚持你的观念没有问题的。
You can hold on to your opinion. That's
fine. 但是你可以用温柔的态度来面对个人，面对大家。
But you can use a meek and gentle attitude to face others.
如同在提摩太，在那个彼得前书里面，使徒彼得讲啊。
In 1 Peter, Peter says.
他说用温柔的态度回答个人啊。
That it says that respond to every person.With meekness and humility.
所以叫第一个告诉我们说，说你不要动手打人啊。
And so the first reaction should not be to strike somebody.
不要因为今天在教会讲爱心，大家温柔又忍耐，你就呼了不起啊，就欺负人啊。
And so it should not be that because in church we talk about how God loves and we love one another that you can mistreat other people because of this.
常常为了教会的和睦。可能大家会忍你让你不理你。
Because of the harmony of the church, sometimes people will bear with you and let you get away with certain of your actions.
所以有的恶人就越来越嚣张越来越大声啊。
And this is why some evil people will get even braver and get even worse in their behavior.
让你不是怕你啊。
And to allow you to do this does not mean that they are afraid of you.
容忍你不代表你是对的啊。
And to allow to bear with somebody does not mean that that person was right.
如果你不改，等到神出手处理，你就难看啦。
If you do not change yourself, once it comes to Jesus to handle it, then you will see what will happen.
那真的到时候让神来处理，那个可能比人来处理要可怕很多啊。
And for Jesus to come and to deal with things, it is much more frightening than for a man to.
哦，所以我们今天要谨慎小心啊。
So today we need to be alert and careful.
我曾经听过很早以前的一个见证啊。
I remember a testimony from a long time ago.
那有一个教会的信徒啊。
It was a church member.
因为他的孩子行为很不好哦。
Because that person's child had very bad behavior.
所以教会不愿意，不能够，也不愿意安排他的孩子参与什么，参与任何的圣工。
And so because of that, the church was unwilling to assign that child to participate in holy work.
他为这件事情非常生气啊。
And because of this, the member was very angry.
从那以后啊，就在教会啊，大吵大闹，到处攻击，哇，惹这个吵那个，把教会弄得乌烟瘴气啊。
And because of this, starting from that time, they started to yell and to make a big fuss and to cause chaos in the church.
只是要替他的儿子报复啊。
Because they just wanted to avenge their child.
大家都想尽办法忍耐他。
And everybody tried to think of ways to bear with this person.
结果他反而变本加厉的更过分。
But that actually made him even worse in his behavior.
一直到最后神出手啊。
Until the end, then God actually, God's hand came.
在几个月当中，他们家不断的出事，不断的出事，一直出意外，一直出意外。
In their family, back to back, there kept on being a lot of disasters that happened to them.
出意外出到最后，他吓到了，跑到会堂里来跟大家道歉，跟大家悔改。
And so many terrible things kept happening in their family that finally he was scared to the point that he came to the church and he in front of everybody he apologized.
我们不要等到神 动手处理，我们才知道要害怕。
We should not wait until God, he steps in to handle the matter himself, that we know that we need to change our behavior.
这里讲说，当主人突然出现，就要出手重重的惩治你啊。
Here it says that once the master does arrive, then the very heavy punishment will follow.
啊，第二个问题啊。
A second problem.
这里说跟酒醉的人在一起啊。
A second problem of his was that he was with the drunkards.
哦，这里这第二个问题是什么？
What was the second problem?
结党。
Division.
哦，他都跟某一些人在一起。
He would stick to certain people only.
这些变成一小群，这里变成一小群，这里人在一起，这里人在一起啊。
So they would be one small group here, another group there, and they would stick among themselves.
哦，其实这个也是教会当中的一个问题哦。
And this is also a problem in the church.
教会当中要严厉的避免纷争结这个分门别类这个分党派的事情啊。
And within church, we need to try to really try to avoid having all these small groups.
啊，哥林多前书的第一章，保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us.
我们看哥林多前书的一章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
第十节。
Verse
10. 第十节。
Verse 10.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间不可分党。只要一心一意彼此相合，十一节。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们有人说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法，我是属基督。基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架吗？你奉保罗的名洗礼了吗？在这里啊，保罗严严的责备当时候的教会啊。
Here Paul very strongly rebukes the church of the time.
为什么？因为他们啊，打着使徒的名字啊，分门别类，纷争结党啊。
Why? Because the members use the names of the apostles to divide themselves into groups.
我们这一群人，我们是保罗的跟随者。
And this group said, I am of the group of Apollos.
另外一群人说，我们是跟随彼得的，彼得是我们的老大。
And then another group said, oh, I am of Cephas's group. We follow Peter.
啊，所以把教会啊弄得四分五裂的。
And because of this, they have divided the church.
保罗说，我跟你什么关系啊？
And Paul says, what do I have to do with you?
我有为你钉十字架吗？
Did I die on the cross for you?
彼得又为你做了什么？
What has Peter done for you?
你干嘛没事把我们拖到你们这个里面去啊。
Why do you pull us into this matter?
人都有结党的一种天性啊。
And man has a innate nature to try to break into groups.
哦，这个讲一样语言的，从同一个地方来的，都喜欢结在一起啊。
Those who are from the same place, those who speak the same language, like to group together.
啊，但是教会里面不应该是这个样子的。
But it shouldn't be like this in church.
因为在教会里面，我们只有一样的名称，只有一样的名称跟一样的身份。
Because in church we only have one status and one name.
我们都是耶稣基督的儿女，我们是神家里的弟兄姐妹，就是这样子而已。
We are all the Son of Jesus Christ, and we are children of God. That's it.
所以我们在教会里，如果每次来，永远都坐一样的地方，只跟同样的人讲话。
If every week we come to church, we only sit in the same place and we only talk to the same people every
time. 永远你们那个一小群啊，就聚在一起讲你们的悄悄话，说你们的小秘密。
Then always your little group will stay together and always talk about your own matters and secrets.
啊，其他人我们不欢迎啊。
And you say to other people, you're not welcome in our group.
其实到最后，这都是有问题的。
Then there's a problem there.
啊，有一次啊，我到一间教会啊。
One time I went to a church.
啊，我在那边待了一阵子。
And I was there for a while.
我注意到一个很有趣的现象啊。
And I noticed something interesting.
每一个星期六的中午。
Every Sabbath afternoon.
每一个人几乎都是，大概就基本上每一个人都是坐在同样的位置，吃饭的时候。
Every week, each person pretty much sits in the same spot every week.
哦，这边是台湾的。
On this side is those who come from Taiwan.
这边是美国长大的。
Those are the, on this side is those who grew up in America.
这边是国内来的。
Those who came from China.
国内的还要分一下啊。
And even within the China group, there is also a division.
福建的坐一边。
Those who are from Fujian.
福建的还要再分一下啊。
And then within Fujian group, there's a division.
福建的坐一边。
Those from Fujian.
有时候你会发觉说，大家每个星期啊，位置都是固定的。
And then you realize that every Saturday, each person's seat is fixed.
大家都只跟自己熟悉的人你坐一样的地方，只跟熟悉人说话。
And if you sit in the same place, then you only talk to those people that you're familiar with.
结果啊，在那里待了几个礼拜，我看来， 我们改一下哦。
And I was there for a few weeks, and I thought, let's change things.
啊，所以就趁信徒不在啊，因为我们住在那边啊，趁信徒不在的时候啊，给他们那个桌椅大搬风。
Because we were living there, so when the members weren't there, then we moved all of the tables and chairs.
你们平常都是啊，一个角落大家都是一个角落一个角落坐哈，我把你们全部连起来。
Before everyone used to break up and sit into different corners, now I've connected them all together.
哦，就想说啊，哎，这个我们座椅重新安排。大风吹，你就找不到椅子了嘛。
And so now that everything has been rearranged, then it is like, music chairs, and then you have to find your own seat.
啊，结果啊，隔个星期的安息日来，啊，遇到中午吃饭，哇，大家真的找不到位置啊。
And so on Saturday came about, and then everyone came to church, they couldn't find their seat.
啊，结果就真的啊，哦，混在一起坐啊，不同的人，不同的语言，不同的文化，混在一起坐啊。
And so because of that, then they all, started to mix together, people of different languages or different places.
让我感到非常的欣慰。
And so I was very happy to see this.
哇，没有白费我花那么多的时间把那些桌椅全部重调。
That I didn't waste my time to rearrange all of the tables and chairs.
到下个礼拜再一看，耶，所有的位置又全部恢复原状。
The next week I looked and they have moved back all the tables and chairs to the original place.
人的惯性习惯啊。
And because a man has a very strong habit.
离不开那个 comfort zone, 离不开自己那个小小的世界里面啊。
They cannot leave their comfort zone, cannot leave their own world.
所以信仰的路上能够成就的能够得到的成就就非常的小啊。
And so the amount of accomplishment they can, experience in their faith is very limited.
所以我们不要啊永远都是只有把自己局限在那个小群里。
And so let us not always keep ourselves within our own small groups.
教会当中不应该要分不同的党分不同的那个小团体啊。
Church should not have small groups and cliques that are separated or divided from each other.
我们团契不是哦，团契不算哦，我们不是讲团契哦。
This is not when I'm referring to is not when we talk about fellowship.
团契是因为不同的年纪有不同的需要，所以分开来聚会。来上课，那个是不一样的。
It is different when we have fellowships for particular age groups because they have different needs, and so we address those specific needs.
哦，像你要如果有那个年轻父母团契呀，啊，因为他们都是同样年纪、同样的问题，大家讨论，能够得到互相的帮助啊。
For example, when we hold young parents fellowship, it is because they are same age and they have the same issues, then they can communicate and help one another.
你叫一个高中生来到里面，人家在讲小孩，你高中生坐在那里发呆啊。
And so if you ask a college student to join them, then what will they talk about?
所以团契是依照需要分开。
And so we have fellowships according to age because of needs.
但是分党派是用个人来凝聚来分裂教会。
But to have division in the church is to divide people from each other.
啊，不管你是什么动机或什么理由啊。
Whatever the reason, or motivation.
啊，当你说啊，这一群人都跟在我旁边，都是我这里的人啊。
If you feel like the people around you are your people.
啊，我们这一群人的做事只有我们里面的人才可以知道哦，秘密哦。
And the things that we do we will only tell each other.
其实都是有问题的。
Actually, there's a problem there.
啊，所以在这里第二个告诉我们啊，恶仆人就是结党。
And so the second thing, the second problem of the evil servant was that he caused division.
第三个问题就是吃吃喝喝啊。
And the third problem was that he ate and drank.
哦，在这里讲说跟那个酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And he ate and drank with the drunkards.
我们上个星期五有谈到上个星期聚会有谈到这个吃喝的问题，上个星期五哦，讲到吃跟喝的智慧啊。
And last week, last Friday, we talked about eating and drinking, the wisdom of doing so.
啊，但是在这里讲说你是跟恶人一同吃喝。
But here it talks about eating and drinking with evil people.
啊，所以吃喝是什么？在这里的吃喝是什么
？So what is eating and drinking here?
占便宜得好处追求自己的利益叫做吃喝啊。
It is to take advantage of other people and to gain your own benefit.
我们来看提摩太前书哦。
Let us look at 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
并那坏的心术失上真理的人的增进，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。第十节
Verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。在这里讲说有人用什么用敬虔当作得利益的门路啊。
Here it says that some people use godliness as a means of gain.
这里讲的就是恶仆人 跟这些酒醉的人吃吃喝喝啊。
And this is what it talks about when the evil servant eats and drinks with the drunkards.
坏仆人打着教会的名号吃喝。
And when the evil servant uses the name of the church to eat and drink.
恶仆人用着圣公的名义得到自己的好处。
An evil servant uses the name of the church or the working in church to gain benefit for themselves.
占教会的便宜欺负信徒得人家的好处。
To take advantage of the church and to benefit from the members of the
church. 这都是恶仆人在神眼中恶仆人的表现啊。
And so this is the behavior of an evil servant in God's eyes.
不敬畏神。
They do not fear God.
哦，恶仆人不敬畏神，欺负同工。
He also mistreats his coworkers.
喜欢勾心斗角，纷争结党，到处传话。
And he likes to cause division and to gossip.
到最后就是吃吃喝喝，虽然说是做工，但是啊，都在工作当中啊，找机会享受，找机会占便宜。
And within their work, as their status of a servant, then they find opportunities to take advantage of others and to benefit themselves.
不管是占教会的便宜还是占信徒的便宜。
Whether it is taking advantage of the church members or the church,
都是吃吃喝喝啊。
Their attitude is one of eating and drinking.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要谨慎。正不要走入这个恶仆人的道路上面。
So we, from this we need to learn to be careful not to walk on the path of an evil servant.
虽然可能在外表别人看不出来。
Maybe on outward appearance people cannot tell.
但是在内心当中神看得非常清楚。
But within our hearts God sees very clearly.
在这里讲说，到你没有想到的时候，主人就突然来到了。
And at the moment, at the hour that he is not aware, then that's when the master will appear.
然后他要按照个人所行的报应个人。
And at that time, he will reward and treat each person according to their own actions.
作为一个作为一个恶仆人，要受更重的刑罚。
Evil servant will receive a very heavy punishment.
但是当你是忠心又有见识的好仆人。
But if you are a good, a faithful and a wise servant.
神就要将一切的产业都交托给你。
Then God will give all of his inheritance to you.
给你尊荣。
He will give you glory.
给你冠冕。
He will give you a crown.
以及给你为你所预备的永生福分。
And he will give you your portion in the eternal life that he has prepared for you.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
我们一起来唱诗112首。
Let us sing him 112.